Welcome to Torah Imecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Aviva Feiner, and today we will be studying Sefer Eicha, Perek Gimel, the third Perek. If you recall, in our introduction, we mentioned that Perek Gimel is actually something that was written after the first three Prakim that had been presented as something that ended up being burnt in a fire to King Jehoiakim. And that Perek Gimel is full of a lot of messages of teshuvah and messages of emunah. And possibly they needed those messages later on as the galus got stronger and after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Either way, it's a very different kind of perek. It's in Aleph Beis order. It's short psukim, between 5 and 7 letters, words each one. And each letter is repeated 3 times. And we will be looking at a number of psukim. We're going to spend a bit of time on the very first pasuk because it has so much impact. Ani hagever, aleph, pasuk aleph. Ani hagever ra'a ani b'sheva efraso. I am the man. I am the man that saw pain. B'sheva efraso, with the staff of his evra, of his anger. And we're going to look at that word evra a little later on, how that is anger. Art Scroll actually tells us, Ani HaGever, quoting the Tzfunos Yisrael, is equal to 271 in Gematria, which is equal to Yirmiyahu, the name of Yirmiyahu. You can try to figure that out yourself and see that it works. I am the man, Ani HaGever, Rashi, and other Mefarshim tell us, I am the man who had the Nebuah about this destruction. I saw it. I saw it, and it really happened. It really happened. I experienced it. I experienced it. In fact, if you want to just peek at Pasuk Gimel, he begins that Pasuk, the third Pasuk, with Af bi yashuv yahafoch yado. He hit me. His anger is against me. He speaks personally. It's all in first person in this Perek. Hashem, I'm the Navi that among Nevi'im who prophesized about the destruction of the Mikdash, I saw it. We sense Yirmiyahu's pain. Ani HaGever, I am a Gever. Rav Breuer quotes Rav Hirsch in understanding that a Gever is somebody who responds to tragedy in its true light, as we're going to see Yirmiyahu does. And then he does what Hashem wants. A Gever is not a weakling who can be crushed by suffering. He must bear it within himself, the moral energy and fortitude, which will enable him to handle the reins of self-control, that I can better myself from what I experienced. In fact, the Mishnah Avo says, Ezehu gibor hakovesh es yitzro, a gibor, which is the same letters as gever, a strong person, a gibor, is somebody who controls himself. Yirmiyahu says, Ani HaGever, I experienced the pain b'shevet with the staff of Evraso, of his anger. The staff of his anger. I saw in the Al-Shuch just something very beautiful, which can connect us to a little Pesach feeling and memories. He says that Evra is the lightest of angers. As he says, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Ein Ches Memtes, Yishalach Bam Charon Apo, that Hashem, when we're talking about smiting the Egyptians, and this is actually a Pasuk that we, psukim that we quote in our Haggadah, Evra Vaza'am Vatsara, Mishlachas Malachi Ra'im. These are all different words that express levels of anger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Evra is the first of the list. And then the Gemara in Sanhedrin, as we do recount in our Pesach Seder in the Haggadah, Rabbi Elezer Omer, Evra is one, Za'am is shtayim, Tzara is shalosh, Za'am is 2, Tzara is 3, etc. So that Evra is the lightest, and therefore he's saying that Hashem hit me with the makkah, with the staff of his Evra, and I can endure. I can endure. In fact, the Palgei Mayim says here, I can endure. She'en l'hachish me'ha'geula. Don't give up on a geula, chas v'shalom. Because even though, going to Pasuk Gimel now again, Avi Yashuv Yahafoch Yado, his hand hits me. Yahafoch Yado, his hand can turn around. Lahafoch also means to turn around. Because the hand of Hashem will turn around to do good for us if Yashuv, if we look back at this word Yashuv, he will turn around his hand if Nashuv, if we do tshuva, we trust in him. We're going to be skipping around. Each verse is so valuable. Each pasuk is valuable, but we're short on time. Pasuk Ches, the eighth pasuk. Gam ki ezak va'ashaveya shasam tefilasi. Even when I scream out and wail and plead, shasam tefilasi, he shut out my tefillah. Rashi says, Satam chalomot harakia. He closed the windows of the heavens. The Palgei Mayim says, because my tefillah was from a putrid place, Hashem didn't take it. I've read from the Chafetz Chaim and also from Rav Shimshon Pinkus, if your mouth is dirty, you have a dirty spout to a wine spigot, the wine will be sour. You have a dirty mouth, you have a Lashon Hara filled mouth, Hashem doesn't want your tefillah. But let's understand this. The tefillos were closed. We quote here the Gemara from Brachos, Lamed Beis, 32, it's 2. It says that from the day the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Shari Tefillah Ninalu, the gates of davening of tefillah were closed. Shari Dema'os Lo Ninalu, but the gates of tears have never, ever been broken. Many say on this Gemara we should know that the tefillah of the individual can be closed, but never ever a tefillah when it's with the tzibor in a kahal. That our tefillos with the kahal, Hashem always listens, but the tefillos of with tears, Hashem will listen more, which is why he loves our tefillos, the tefillos of women, because we do cry. And in fact, we know that the pasuk says in Tehillim later on, Nun Aleph Tes, that's Tehillim 51:9, that Zivchei Elokim Ruach Nishba Lev Nishbar V'Nikkei Elokim Lo Sibzeh, that the sacrifices that Hashem has in this world are our broken hearts. And if our heart is broken and ashamed and pushed away, Hashem will never, ever disparage. The Medrash Rabbah says that when there was a Beis HaMikdash, a person brought an olah, was accepted. He brought a mincha, it was accepted. Every offering was accepted. And now, Hashem will accept our broken hearts. And that's what David HaMelech was himself. Va'ani tefillah, he said in Tehillim as well. I am a prayer. The Ramban in Vayikra says, what was done to an animal as a karban, one must do to oneself to stand for Hashem in tshuva. And ever since the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, Hashem weighs every tefillah, says Rav Royer. Tefillah needs to be an honest judgment before Hashem of myself and recognition of truth. And again, Shasam Tefilasi, my singular tefillah was rejected, but never that of a tzibor, of a public prayer. The Torah Tamima said, a public prayer and a sincere prayer, those are always accepted. And a cute little quote that I want to just throw in here is an author named Naomi Raymond, who writes in Chicken Soup for the Jewish Soul. And she was a very struggling teenager with a Zaidi who was from. And she used to always ask, why can't I be in a minyan? And one day her Zaidi said to her, Mamala, as a Jewish girl, you're a minyan all by yourself. So every woman, we're a tzibor with our tefillos. And Hashem should accept them. L'tova. 14, Yudalid. After describing his pain, the Navi tells us what he experienced. And this is what we still experience, so I want to look at this now. Hayisi schok l'cholami. I was the laughingstock of all my people. They didn't believe me. Niginasam kol hayom. They sang about me. The people, we described how the king Yoyakim stabbed and burnt, the words of Yirmiyahu. The people didn't believe me. They laughed at me. I countered so much, and so too, so much is laughed at the from people, at the people who are Shomer Torah mitzvot. They continue to laugh at us today. In fact, the Mitzudos David says, they sang songs at me. They were so happy when bad things happened to me. How tragic that is, that in Klal Yisrael we could feel this way in the Jewish people about one another. Let's just look at Tesvav 15. Hisbiani bamarorim. He satisfied me with bitterness. We see in here the words that the word maror, like we have at our Seder, bitterness. Hirvani, he sated me, la'ana, with wormwood. Rashi says that wormwood is the most bitter plant that there is. But in here we have an allusion. We're looking a little bit at a pasuk that reminds us of Pesach. And the R-Scroll points out that the night of Tisha B'Av, we know, is always going to be the first night of Pesach. It's always the same night. And here we're reminded of the Maror. And Rav Breuer says that the joy of the 15th of Nisan explains the morning of the 9th of Av. The Seder night teaches us that the birth pangs of our nation emerges from pain, but they are the same ones that will bring the Geula in the future. And when we learn all the lessons of the 1st of Nisan, the 9th of Av will become a day of joy. Mirtzah Hashem, Bekarov Biyamenu, very soon. And in fact, the Hamikdavar says that lana, wormwood, that's a netziv, gets even more bitter as you eat it. And this gullus is getting more and more bitter. We're ready for it to end, this exile, very, very quickly. 21, Chaf Aleph. Zosa Shivali bi al kenochil. After all the suffering that I'm going through, I will bring back to my heart. I still have hope. Yachel Yisrael el Hashem ki Hashem hachesed v'arbei imo fidus. We hope in Hashem. Klal Yisrael continues to hope in the chesed of Hashem all the time. And the rest of this perek is filled with hope. A beautiful pasuk 22, which we recount all the time. Chastei Hashem ki lo samnu. Even in the suffering, I see the chesed of Hashem. It never ends. So many of us can recount stories in our lives where we suffered, but we still saw the good laced in it. Ki lo chalu rachamav, because Hashem's mercy never ends. We will never, ever be destroyed. 23, Chaf Gimel, Chadashim lab karim, rabba umnasecha. Newness like the karim, the mornings. Every day anew, Rashi says, your chesed is every day anew. Marikra says, b'chol dar v'dar omzim aleinu l'chaloseinu. Every day they want to destroy us, and Hashem saves us. The Yasuch says, and also every day, what does Hashem do for me? Every boker, shechazar tabi nishmasi rava emunasecha, every day. And the thousands and thousands of years of world conquerors and destroyers and founders of nations, says Rav Breuer, and Israel remains chadashim, new, and we come up with new things all the time. We are amazing. Ochilo, I will continue to hope in Him. Ochilo la keel achalepano. I will hope in Hashem all the time. 29, Chavches. Yeshev badad v'idon ki natal alav. He will sit alone in submission, because it has been laid upon him. The Edom, domain, quiet, mourning, silence. Be silent, the Alshach says, be silent, because the salvation is coming. We're going to move now to 37:38. Mize amar vatehi, Hashem velo tziva. Who says things will be and Hashem did not command? Mipi elyon lo teitzei hara'os v'hatov. Because only from the mouth of Hashem can come good and then bad. We're going to look at Rashi inside on these verses, and I'm sorry I'm going a little over time, but there's just so much wealth here to see. And here we're quoting Rashi inside. Mipi Elyon, from the mouth of God. Mimbasi Lomar, and if I came to say, Lo miyado ba'i laharazos, could I say that it's not because of me that this badness came? Mikrehi, it's happenstance? Einzo, this is not possible. Ki im bein ra'os u bein tovos, this is Rashi telling us, when it is bad or it is good. Mizot amar, vatehi, who said things should be? Im Hashem lo tziva, only Hashem made it happen. Mipiv lo tetzei hen hara va'atova, everything good and bad comes from Hashem. Aval ma'yesh lis owning Adam alav. So now we're moving on in the verses, which is 39. Ma yisonin adam chai gever achata'av. How can a living person complain, a man, on his sins? How can, going back to Rashi, ma yisonin achata'av, ki heimi vi'im alav ara? Because your sins brought the bad things to you. Mipil yon yol titzei amar Rabbi Yochanan, miyom she'amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, re'ei nasati lefanecha hayom es ha'chaim v'satov. Rabbi Yochanan says, Hashem said in their Torah, I put before you the life and good, lo yatzara v'tova mipiv. Ela hara, no good or bad came from Hashem, ela hara ba me'elea v'osel ra v'atov osel atov. From the bad actions come bad in this world, and from good comes good. Therefore, don't complain. Fix yourself. 41, Mem Aleph. Nisal levavenu el kapayim el kel bashamayim. Let's lift our hearts with our hands to Hashem in heaven. Rashi, she'anu nosim es kapenu el shamayim. When we lift our hands to the heavens, nisal es gam levavenu imahem lashov. Our hearts will come with them to return. This is why we daven with our hands raised up. Lahashiv levavenu lifnei hamakom baruch hu. To return our hearts to Hashem. Davar acher el kapayim, el ha'ananim, to the clouds. We lift our hands to the clouds. We lift our hands up to the sky. And we're going to stop with Rashi here, and we're just going to finish with one or two more psukim. He talks in the remaining psukim about some of the pain and the suffering that he continued to endure. But then he says in 46, Nunvav Koli Shamata, you heard my voice. Al Talim Aznasi Lerafkasi Leshavasi. You really did hear me. Karavta Biomekraecha Amarta Al Tira. You told me, do not be afraid. Just like I was hopeful, always, I will continue to be hopeful. Just like Hashem said to my grandfather Yaakov, Al tira avdi Yaakov, don't be afraid. The end of the parak discusses all the injustices of our galus. But I want to close with the last pasuk. Tirdof, this is Samach Vav, 66. Tirdof ba'af v'asht v'tashmidein. There were so many injustices. Pursue them with anger and destroy them. Mitachas shmei Hashem. Destroy our enemies, as we say in our Shir Shel Yom of Yom Revi'i of Wednesday. Kel nekamo sofia, God of vengeance, show up. Show yourself. Or as we say in Havarachamim on Shabbos. V'yikvam le'inenu nisva, stam avodecha shofuch. Avenge us, Hashem. We plead this all the time. And in Avinu Malkenu, Nekom Le'enenu, Nikmastam. Let us see soon, Hashem, avenge all those who have been killed and maimed and hurt in Klal Yisrael. We should see the Geula Bikarov. Thank you for listening. I apologize, but the wealth of information here and what we can be uplifted from this parak, I couldn't stop. There would be so much more, but I have to stop now. We should see everything good, bikarov b'yameinu, very soon.